What's going on, guys? This is your boy B Spell, and this is the Independent POV podcast. And yes, I know it's been a minute. I keep doing these random posts. I didn't get a schedule, but things are doing quite well-ish in my life right now. But I want to get on this topic with Newsweek with your boy Larry Elder. He says, Systemic racism isn't holding black people back. Fatherlessness is. What's my point of view on that? You won't have to wait until the end of it. It says here I recently appeared on the Breakfast Club to talk about race and the myth of systemic racism. To go talking point of the co-host Charlamagne Tha God, Joe Biden, and other Democrats like Biden have been selling black people a bag of tainted goods for decades, and they're selling the same taint in 2023. Democrat politicians tell blacks time and time again that they have perpetual victims who cannot survive without the Democratic Party's pursuit of social justice and equality. Absent as any evidence, Democrats teach blacks that systemic racism still holds them back. Black people are misled by Biden-type Democrats who routinely rely on black votes to stay in power while their policies hurt the people they purport to care so much about. Biden had made a long career spanning 5 decades out of beowning systemic racism, despite being a major part of the very system he denounces. That's kind of true. Let's face it, Biden doesn't actually care what black people think as long as they like him. How much longer will black people allow Democrats to pimp them for votes? The number one social problem in America is not systemic racism, it's the epidemic of the fatherlessness. Nearly 70% of black kids today enter the world without a father, and the problem is that black Americans, nearly 25% of white kids, are now born out with love up from single digits to 1960s. While the lack of fathers now afflicts all American households, the negative repercussions are particularly acute for the black community. Black kids are growing up without proper role models at home to teach them right from wrong, like my parents taught my brothers and me, with no guidance or the wrong sort of it. Many black children now grow up to become violent criminals, wreaking havoc and ruining lives, particularly on their own. Okay, here's a point. When it comes to that, that's only opinion. Like, I don't think all black kids are growing up to be violent criminals, wreaking havoc without their father. I know not all, but some are. As for me, it's like a 50-50 type of deal, but let's continue. Crime is destroying the black community, and the root cause of it is fatherlessness, which leads black kids early in their lives to down the path of criminality, at which point Democrat cry massive incarceration, still looking for ways to ameliorate the suffering caused by the epidemic. Biden-type Democrats choose to night. Instead, they blame systematic racism, but that doesn't make the truth disappear. The statistics are clear. The child raised without a father is 5 times more likely to be poor and commit crime, 9 times more likely to drop out of the school, 10 times more likely to end up in jail. Top preventable cause death for young black males aged 19 under is homicide. Compared to this, top preventable cause of death of young white males is same demographic as accident like a car crash, drowning, or a drug overdose, according to the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention. The CDC, a black male aged 10 to 43 is 13 times more likely to be murdered than a white male in the same demographic. That's not because of Republican systemic racism or white supremacy. That's not because isn't Democrat enough. It's certainly not because Biden type Democrats did not have enough power. It's because of fatherlessness. America's number one social problem can never be solved unless all Americans, regardless of race, commit themselves to a family unit. Family is the recipe for success in America. The American dream depends on it. That's true. In 2024, blacks have yet another opportunity to hold Democrats accountable by thinking for themselves and fighting back against fatherlessness. Republicans have an opportunity to win black votes by speaking directly to black voters, addressing to their problems, and tell the truth about solution. There's millions of blacks who are fed up with the violent crime, violent traditional family unit. Recognize fatherlessness for the chaos as it has brought for our community. And the politics, telling the truth is what wins votes. Sugarcoating it and scapegoating other gets you nowhere. Democrats have taken blacks for granted far too long as it up. And it's up to Republicans to say so. The Los Angeles Times called me the black face of white supremacy, but as Malcolm X said, I'm for truth no matter who tells it. Or as close friend put it, the closer to the truth, the closer to the nerve. All right. That's later. Larry is a 2024 Republican candidate for president of the United States. His latest book, November, is As Goes California, My Mission to Rescue the Golden State and Save the Nation. Okay, here's my point of view. He's right. But I think fatherlessness is the effect of systemic racism. That's my point of view of that. Because of systemic racism, there has been fatherlessness. I mean, Democrats literally had, we literally had Jim Crow. I mean, I wasn't born in Jim Crow, but a lot of people where we had a lot of kids, a lot of family units, they couldn't have their own fathers in the home unless they had unless they could go to a decent home. They couldn't go there. They couldn't have a father in the home. But that was due to, legal in the White House. I mean, that's systemic racism in a nutshell, telling a black family unit that we can give the woman and the kids a nice place to stay, but the father has to leave. I mean, to a point like they said, I watched a documentary for Green Gorilla, and they interviewed what was it like when it was during Roosevelt and the New Deal. Black Americans didn't receive the New Deal. White Americans did. The deal with black Americans was that a black woman can't have her husband in the house. Couldn't have a house unless she get rid of her husband. And he had to leave the state, the entire state. Not the city, but he had to leave the entire state. That's systemic racism right there that lead to fatherlessness. Larry? I mean, so And that had a ripple effect. A major ripple effect. Now, when it comes to most kids that don't have a father, do they become criminals? It depends on the environment they're in. Like myself, I didn't grow up with my dad, but I was in a nice, you know, decent environment. I mean, my grandparents mostly kind of raised me though, but my father wasn't there in the home, you know? And I think that I didn't grow up to be a criminal. Do sons end up being poor? Yeah, we do. Do I believe that my father should have been home with me and my mom? Yeah. But then I do have a sibling that also comes from another father. Because me and my sister we have the same mom, but we don't have the same dad. But neither of us had that opportunity to have a father in the home. And that caused a lot of confusion. Do I know my father? Yes, I do know him. We talk a lot. I'm glad that we have a relationship. Not the one that I want to, but we have one. But has that harmed me as far as my development? Yes, it did. So I do agree with Larry Elder that fatherlessness is an epidemic that needs to be solved in the Black community because it is hurting, especially when it comes to boys. Black American boys are really destroying themselves knowing that they don't have a father in the home. That's why you see a lot of boys are very, you know, they may not, depending on their environment, they may go through criminology or they just have this, you know, very effeminate perspective on life, not a masculine one. Because most of these Black women, Black mothers, do not know how to raise a son to be a man. And that is hurting these boys a lot. It kind of hurt me as an individual. I mean, it had a major effect on as an individual man. And it's rough, you know what I'm saying? Not having that father figure role that can really... I mean, my grandparents was there, but that's my grandparents. You know, they didn't really teach me, you know, life. They taught me how to go to church, but they didn't teach me how to live. You know, they taught me Jesus was coming back, which is, I believe that wholeheartedly, but I need to work and live and know how the world works. The world doesn't involve inside of the church. The world works outside of it, you know? And I do have mentors that are male, and I was talking to my mentor. He's more on the spiritual side, but he said he works for Atlantic Gas, and was like, hey, when I talk and train these white boys, they are very manly. Like, he senses that, like, he can tell that a father has imprinted on them for success. You know, they set them up for success. And that's why they come up to be very manly, because the man's in the home. That's why they come up as this masculine bravado, which a lot of these single, these fatherless boys grow up, they don't have that, you know, male bravado of them. And that's why you got a lot of black boys with a lot of disabilities as well. And I have a learning disability. I thank God that I was able to have reconciled with it. And, you know, God helped me, but I really wish my dad was there, you know, because he would have helped me, you know, get that, you know, encouragement that I need to push on and move on through life. So, and to help me develop more, because I don't want to tell any more of my business. Maybe next time, but a lot of that not having a father does have a very impact on a son, especially in the black community. It has a very, so I do hear what, you know, Mr. Larry Elder has to say, and he's absolutely right to a degree. He's, like he says, systemic racism isn't holding back. In a way, it is holding them back, because systematic racism, you know, had a part to play in fatherlessness. That's what I would say to Larry Elder. Because it had a, that's my opinion, that's my point of view. But until next time, guys, be amazing.